Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline from Crystal Heart Psychics, and I welcome my co-host and friend, Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. How are you today, Joni?
I am fine. How are you, Caroline?
I am absolutely fine. So I think I would like to say let's have an introduction to the show. So for those who haven't heard us before, myself and Joni have been doing the show for several years now. We are friends and co-hosts, so we will always give a bit of a fun element to the show.
Yes.
we love to give readings and we love to do healing. And you know, this is, we're here. So it's just a quick explanation. So the way we do it is we do take calls. We always ask for one question. I will read out the last three digits of your number and where you're from and who you are. And then we will do potentially a healing and a reading at the same time. The reason for that is we have noticed in the past, and we've done it for a long time, both myself and Joni, it's better that we give you the best outcome rather than an outcome that's most likely if the healing hasn't taken place. So I just wanted to explain that little bit also. So Joni, would you like to introduce yourself and tell everyone about you?
Sure. My name is Joni Isinger. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I am settled in North Central New Jersey. I used to be a therapist, a licensed clinical social worker in New York City for 10 years, and I offered individual and group therapy with addicts, alcoholics, as well as the mentally ill. I didn't believe in anything that Caroline and I do today, nothing. Trained to believe this is sociopathic, flaky, narcissistic, bunko, nothing. Around 2003, 2004, 2005, give or take, I became gifted with abilities. I began channeling departed ones and pets, doing hands-on healing, seeing into bodies, communicating with animals, crystals, plants, identifying one's divine purpose, doing a lot of past life work, etc. And my life changed 180 degrees. I was a believer. It was unrefutable. And in 2010 is when I began doing this professionally. I never returned to the field of social work. I just couldn't with the newfound information that I had. And so I do this professionally. You could find me on my website, Joni's White Light Healing. And I have a YouTube channel, and I am here with Caroline every month. And seems we've done this, we're doing a second show this month, which is great. Please follow our Blog Talk Radio show and you'll get notifications of when we have another show out. And I just love what I do. I'm a light worker and I have that sense of urgency that I must share my gifts to assist in awakening humanity as we are here at the Ascension, at the Shift. So that is about me. Caroline, please share with folks who you are and where they can find you.
Hi. Well, I go with the name of Caroline Crystal Heart. So that means because my business is Crystal Heart Psychics, and you can find me on Facebook as Caroline Crystal Heart. Basically, I, again, 12, 14, 15 years ago, didn't really believe in this kind of stuff. However, I went through a life-changing event where I studied. I also was born with my gift, and I didn't realize that till the age of 35. I'm now 50, so that way you can do the math. However, I'm a psychic medium. I'm also clairvoyant, which means I get pictures in my head in symbolization form. I'm a qualified life coach, a therapist, timeline therapist, past life regression therapist, also Reiki and Seiken master. Been doing readings over the telephone now for over 14 years and have done many thousands of readings, and therefore during 6 to 7 years ago now, 2012, I actually set up my own business, Crystal Heart Psychics, which is where myself and Joni met. Simply because Joni contacted me on LinkedIn, we spoke one day, and then that was it, wasn't it, Joni, really?
That was it.
That was it.
Oh, Caroline, so, I could type with you. Okay.
Yes.
And it was done.
It was. It was a bit mad, wasn't it, really, when you think about it?
Yes.
But it was good.
Soul recognition, that's what it was. We had that immediate soul recognition.
We did. We did, and we've been firm friends ever since. We've never met physically, but obviously, at an age, we've Skyped for many years, or Facebooked now, or WhatsApped, or whatever you want to do. But there's so much ability to speak to each other on video call.
Right.
Yeah. So we've kept in touch that way. Yeah. We've had a lot of fun with those, haven't we, Joni, as well?
Oh, too much fun.
Absolutely. So I think because obviously tonight's show, so just to let you guys know the format out there, tonight is an hour long. Do have another show booked in on the first Tuesday, okay?
That's the coming Tuesday.
It is. And I might say to you, can we move it till 9 again if that's okay with you, my time?
Just remind me.
Yeah. So, and then we will be hit there again next Tuesday, and that will be the June show because it is a big birthday celebration for me next month. So I'm going to be busy celebrating a little bit. So we probably won't be doing another one then till, I'd say July, isn't it really, Joni? first part of July.
It's your call. It's your party.
Yeah.
It's your June party. You just let me know, and then we pick another one up.
Yeah. Well, you've got to celebrate.
She and I are very casual, so we just like, okay.
Yeah. This is how we do it. This is why the show works. And, you know, myself and you, we didn't intend to do a radio show together, should we say. That's correct, isn't it, Jo?
Mm-hmm. Was not planned.
It was not planned
it
at all.
Came.
Best things of
it became.
Yeah. So we ended up doing another show that shall not be mentioned by accident. And we couldn't believe how well we tag teamed. That's why the tag team show has been set up. And we've been doing this now 6 years, Joni.
It's just phenomenal.
Says it all, doesn't it?
It's
like amazing.
Old hat.
It is.
Well, shall we get to the people?
We shall indeed. So, as you know, I'm going to read out the last three digits, who you are and where you're from. If you have a question, you can just say a general, but I will say we will tend to only focus on the one subject because otherwise we have a short period of time and we do to get round everybody. Okay. So, I'm actually going to go to the first caller, which is 392. Who are we speaking to and where are you from, number 392?
Hi, my name's Brianna. I'm from Kansas.
Okay.
Hi.
And how can we
help? How can we help?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you see for the future for Jake and I.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that so clearly. Could you repeat
I'm sorry.
That?
Yes. I just wanted to know what you see in regards to the future for Jake and I.
Okay, so
Jake?
It's a relationship, are you saying? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Caroline, it's yours. We're having it be where you
go. Do you want
first.
Me to go? Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Rihanna, can I just ask where you come from again? I didn't quite catch that when you first said.
Kansas.
Okay. Thank you
and
very much.
And may I
sorry,
ask,
but...
is Jake, is this someone you're married to, engaged to, or going out with? Or not even yet?
Going out
what
with.
Is the relationship right now?
We're just going out.
Okay. Go for it, Caroline. They're going out.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, okay, you want to know how good this guy is. I feel you're really sweet with him right now. It seems okay. Does that make sense? But for you,
mm-hmm.
Are you having a bit of a trust issue? Are you going, this is too good to be true?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. Don't get me wrong, we've all been there where we've actually, you know, and it's so funny, I want to take the persona of someone on that's past and is with you. Does that make sense? Because this is going to sound awful. Did anyone used to call you sweetie? So, I don't know, it's an older lady that's on your father's side coming in to you at all.
I don't know anyone from my father's side, so I couldn't say anything about that.
Okay, because it feels like an aunt or a grandmother or something like that that's coming in as an older energy that's around you. And, I, you know, the words that come into my head is, oh, you know, you've not got to bother about that, sweetie. And that's what's coming through. And the reason for that is this is about you relaxing the process. So, like, he's come along and it's like you've had your fingers burned before. You've had a few, you know, you've been let down. You've had some issues. You've had layabouts.
Mm-hmm.
The words I'm getting in my head, I'm sorry to say this, losers. this is really talking.
Yeah.
Apologies. And you've quite got where you need or what you need. It's always been you being the giver, you being the one that's had abusive relationships or toxic relationships, and you've always been fine to please. Whereas now, I don't know what work you've done on yourself, but they're saying to me 6 months ago, you started to do a lot of work yourself about, I'm not going to put up with this rubbish. If you're no good to me, you go. And actually,
I've been single for over 5 years.
Yeah, so you've kind of had to go through that horrid process, and I say it's a horrid, but it is a learning process. So it's have gratitude, you know, we've all been there, where you've actually had to learn self-worth. So therefore, you've now got the healthy boundaries. So again, what happens is when someone comes in and you've now got those healthy boundaries, they go, right, okay, let's just test them a little. And this guy, it's a bit like, oh, my God, he's too good to be true. Oh, my God, he's so nice. Oh, my God, he's so caring.
Yeah, because he's been pursuing me since February, and I kept pushing him away for months, and I could not get rid of him. Just because
and
of fear of,
him
you know,
that
like,
chance.
Past us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I finally gave him the chance, and, like, we've been hanging out and stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So I personally think this is good to go. What they are saying to me, and I'm not, this is going to be really horrible to you, but I'm not going to predict your future, yeah, with this relationship. The reason why, and this is spirit saying to me, they actually want you to go with the flow.
Okay.
It's about trusting the process. It's about trusting you and your intuition and trusting that you're totally okay with this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So he's coming in and you're going, oh my God, who is this guy? He's so nice. But you're still going, I'm not sure. Yeah. But
yeah.
Now it started. You're like, this is quite nice, actually. I think I better give him a chance, you know? And what I am going to say to you is some of the best relationships turn out from these kind of situations. So
I
my guys are thinking it's. Pardon? Yeah,
I can see
because
that.
The thing is, it's allowing you to have faith. When you've had guys that have come in, they've ghosted, they've disappeared, they've used you. It batters your self-worth, your self-esteem. They've cheated on you.
Yeah, and I have a fear of that.
Yeah, and it batters all of that. And this is a lesson I learned many years ago because my ex-husband did the infidelity thing. Then another boyfriend that I met did it as well. And at this time in between, I'd sort of thought, well, hang on, what's going wrong? Because I've learned my NLP here, so I should know better. And that one relationship was also quite emotionally abusive. And, you know, in the end, I thought, you know what? It doesn't matter about whether they cheat on me or not. As long as I know I'm going to be okay and I have my boundaries and if that happens, I'm going to walk away, then actually I trust myself. And it's when you start to trust yourself that the whole dynamic changes. Because you stop thinking about the future. You stop thinking about, is the relationship going to turn out? Do they like me enough? No, you have the inner confidence to say, I'm worth it. Yeah? And actually, you know, you got to work for it, God, but mate. And he certainly has proved himself on that point. I think I can safely say that. So I'm going to now quickly pass you to Joni and obviously see what she wants to tag or add.
Okay. This is going to be, there was an American movie show called Siskel and Ebert. And these, I don't know if you ever saw this, Caroline, over here in the States, but there was a show where there were two guys and they'd watch the same movie and they would review it. And sometimes they'd have two thumbs down or one thumb up and one thumbs down. So this is a rare moment, Caroline. I'm seeing things with this is not, I don't feel comfortable with this relationship. It's very interesting to me. And when Caroline and I don't have many instances where we're not picking up the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, the first thing that I do is, why would that be for the person asking? So this might be, remember, Caroline, where you said to her, go with the flow, go use your gut. I'm going to be sharing my take now, honey pie. But because you're going to be hearing differing things, it might be forcing you not to get confused because the beloved divine ones don't do that to screw us, okay? It might be not a test because that sounds crummy. It's to move you out of your comfort space and go with your gut. Okay? So that I'm just prefacing. That's just the preface. Okay. I'm going to go in there. There's something here. It doesn't feel comfortable. It's like, I don't know if you are putting a square peg in a round hole, trying to make something fit, or minimizing what doesn't feel right to make it work, or justifying something or allowing certain things to go to the aside, but they're important pieces that would make it better, where you would be compromising some important pieces. Does any of that make sense?
Not that I can think of. I haven't compromised anything.
Okay. Okay. So I feel this is a shorter term relationship and that there are others that will come later. It feels this goes on for possibly a year. If it goes to 5 years, it could. But I don't feel comfortable, and I feel that I don't know, I'm getting, it's like forcing something, making something be that could have a higher vibration for you. I don't think he's duplicitous. I don't think that he's faking and that he's cheating. I don't think so. I don't believe that's it. I think that it just starts getting either strange or dicey. And that over time, it would be clearer to you. That for now it feels like a honeymoon and that it starts to show itself clearer. And then you would need to share how you feel about that, about what you see, and see what his reaction is. So I'm just going to keep that tight like that. And again, I think that this is the first time you've called?
Yes.
Right. So you, Honey Pie, got a rare moment where Caroline and I, Caroline, what is it, once a year, once every 2 years, 3 years that you and I get something, right? It's very rare.
What does that mean?
It means
like
one of two things. It means that we are both going down timelines that have a similar probability. So there's a free will choice here, and that it could be seen in two different ways, that it has to do with your going forward. I don't believe I only tag team with the top. So I don't think that either of us are wrong. I think this has to do with free will choice and that it could go either way.
But also, if you remember,
the other
Jenny,
possibility is that spirit is offering you two confusing-ish readings, and that based on that, when you get off of the call, you're like, well, I don't know what the heck to do. But Caroline said something very clear. She said, go with the flow, and that could be exactly what the universe is doing, is having you go in two different directions, and then you go, you know what? Two psychics said something, and I'm going to now go with my gut regarding what feels like my story, because ultimately we're not here to spoon feed, right? So, you know, the divine ones aren't going to give a step to spoon feed you and tell what's going to happen. We're going to always teach you how to hone your intuition skills. Caroline, do you want to add more?
I do, actually. What I was going to say is I did say trust your gut, Rihanna, and I this is what the universe is actually trying to deliver to you, is you've done a lot of work on yourself. You've actually got your boundaries, your self-worth back in place. So instead of saying, what's the future? Because the thing is, if you're saying what's the future for this relationship, you're actually insecure about it. So by trusting your gut, you'll know instantaneously whether it's going the right or wrong way. Does that make sense?
And I can see what you're saying, but it's more of like an exciting thing. So that's why I wanted to know. It wasn't coming out of the place.
No. And I get the excitement.
And we know that.
You get something different. And, you know, this is why I said to you, this guy, to me, I'm getting the total, a total different viewpoint from Joni, as you well know. But like I say, the big message between the two of us, that's the one that they're trying to say, is just go with the flow. Just enjoy yourself.
Yes.
Have fun along the way. And enjoy it. You know, that you deserve this. You've been waiting for this for a long time. Don't even put a limitation on how long it's going to last. Just enjoy it while
the moment. And don't put a limitation on what you heard. So if there's something that I channel that doesn't resonate, you don't put a limitation. So this is kind of teachable. So you're a student. We're all students in Earth School. You call up, and then you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like, you know, what's going on. Spirit always has a reason for everything why it comes through. So
I find, as a
curious soul that I am, when I get something that's different from Caroline, I'm like, oh, this is deeper than just channeling. And as Caroline said, she thinks and I think we're in agreement that this is about go with your gut, enjoy, be in the moment, and watch it unfold.
Yeah, because I know you've mentioned a honeymoon phase, and I kind of felt like we never had one because we connected through going through similar situations, difficult ones. But we've kind of already been through a lot since February. That's why it just felt so different.
And it will. And I am going to say a little bit more to this. And, you know, sometimes we attract each other through our own needs. So, like, say, for instance, if you were on your own and there was something that needed filling up inside of you, you can actually attract another partner because the needs go like this and they're like a jigsaw puzzle and they fit together. So you fulfill each other's needs. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean so it's going to have that amazing connection or feel wonderful and marvelous. But I keep going back to my guides are saying, trust your gut. Go with the flow, enjoy the moment. It's really important that those are the things that are coming strong. And again, something that Joni was saying earlier is we're not here to put a limiting belief on the relationship, okay? So this is learning for all three of us don't have the limiting beliefs. Yeah?
Okay.
So think of the infinite possibilities of how this relationship is going to turn out and enjoy it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I hope that's helped, Rihanna. You take care now.
Okay. Bye.
What were you going to say?
Bye.
Sorry, just quickly. Bye. She's gone. Bye.
No, I was just going
to... It's all right. No, carry on. Just say something.
Oh,
what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, it's helped, but, I mean, it's also kind of confusing because I feel like, isn't that with every relationship you have to go with the phone? There's only two outcomes, either you're going to stay together or break up or...
Yeah, but the most important thing is
some
to
have open things that are more flowy and they're there and not the kind of there. So in the end, it's you be, you enjoy, you intuit, and all relationships are for play and healing and growing.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem, Rihanna. Thanks very much. Take care now. Bye. Right, okay. We'll just go on to the next caller now, 949. Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm in New Jersey, turning off my fan.
Yeah.
So you can hear. So I'm in New Jersey, and I would really like to know what you see for me around working through the end of December, because I'm on a contract right now, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to stay on this contract or if I'm going to end up moving to a different job.
Is there,
do you want to go?
Cutting going on in this place? Are they scissoring and cutting?
Scissoring and cutting, what do you mean?
Are they cutting jobs? Are they eliminating positions or are they downsizing at this place? Or is it your fear? Because I'm seeing, I feel like you're going to be there, but I feel that there's a concern that something isn't going to happen or they're creating something else and something else is going on in this place that disturbs the linear aspect of your contract.
Well, they're doing...
I feel comfortable with your being there when I go in, but there's some other issue that makes it more tenuous. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's possible. I know They're going through a major reorganization.
There you
they're
go.
They're also dealing with some kind of a bankruptcy issue with the court.
Mm-hmm.
And the software, they're trying to get some kind of software deadline met in order to get, it's complicated. But
yeah, that's what I was picking up. I was picking up their stuff with this place. Okay, I'm going to go in and see if this stuff affects you. It doesn't feel, I feel there's karma here that's a block that could affect the outcome. So I'm going to go in and find out what the other lifetime is that is like a hiccup here that you are not aware of. I'm going in. You were in a store and there were all these objects you could play with and there were cards and you would set up cards, make card houses, and they kept falling. And there was a brother of yours that was doing it well and that you didn't understand why your house of cards would fall. And there's metaphor here, that your house of cards, you'd set it up straight and then there'd be a tip and it would go down, but your brother was able to do this. And there was some envy, a little bit of jealousy and competitiveness, and that you go to your passing in that other lifetime with concern about getting it right. And you bring it into this lifetime, and it's not the perfection, it's what am I missing? And that has to do with the house of cards that would fall. Can we clear the negative karma?
I would like that because that does.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, what was just aforementioned, and any other lifetimes where this, and these are, this isn't necessarily who you are in this lifetime, but these are the blocks that I picked up. Avarice and greed and being picky and having a negative attitude, and there was sloth, and again, picky, a lot of picky, fear, again, greed, and any other experiences that would be blocked here in creating marvelous employment, longevity, and security. And you say inside, I forgive myself. Yes. Whew. You are like connected to all different things. I see your feet in dung and hard, brown, cementy gop. Forgive everyone and everything. Yes. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Yeah, man. Oh, I feel like your heart is going to be full of love. I don't know. Do you feel any pressure or any sensation in the center of your chest now?
Not really, but I was.
That's okay. You don't have to. Your heart chakra is like really opening. Thank God for these life lessons. God being creator, source, spirit. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. Now, that was all the cosmic. Now I'm going to go from here forward in the 3D and see how that affects your timeline now. Let's see. Yeah. I feel that there's a calm now. I feel you, quote, unquote, get your work done. You make it through. I don't feel that they cut you. I feel more comfortable. You are very dutiful. You are timely. You're perseverant. You shine. They know this. I feel that this company could surely downsize. It could be cut a lot. But I feel like you make it through. You do see some others go. By the end of the year, I feel that you, I don't think your contract is renewed, and I think that you are gone. You leave. But I do believe that where you go next is fabulous. And you're going to be astounded where you will be. That's what they say. It's going to be a leap. It's going to be incredible. So this is preparation for a new you, new, very, very big.
Well,
so that is what I get. I'm going to pass you on to Caroline.
I'm just wondering, would I still live in the same area where I'm at right now, that big move that's coming for me?
Well,
can
I'm
going to
pass
that?
You on to Caroline for that.
Okay.
Right, the instant
Thank
answer
you.
I get is no. Okay, mm-hmm. So apologies if you didn't want to hear that, but that's the instantaneous answer. I feel you, okay, so I don't know, I keep seeing pine trees around or like a country area, you know, where you really want to be. Does that make sense? Is that where you are or that's where you want to be?
To be in out
yeah.
amongst nature, around water,
yeah.
trees. I really need
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and this is good for your soul and your healing because I also feel you've been working on yourself a lot as well. Do you draw? So do you paint?
I'm artistic, but I don't draw so much or paint, but I'm artistic.
Okay, so I kind of been told you need to do some of that because I think, and they're saying to me the answer, right, okay, I'm getting some channels here. So one, the answer's in your dreams. So I think you may dream a lot, but you don't necessarily take action. The other thing they are showing me, like you with a paint and an easel. So it's like paint because you'll find answers as you relax, the energies will come to you. And I do feel there's an element with you. Do you suffer from anxiety or some tension? Because I'm kind of feeling you're het up a lot. Do you understand what I mean by that?
You feel that I'm what up a lot?
It's probably a UK saying. It's tense. So you're quite anxious a lot of the time.
Yeah, I would say I'm anxious because I'm always doing contract work and I never know from one
yeah.
contract to the next.
Yeah.
If I'm going to
exactly.
be. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really, that sends you a little bit out of sync with yourself. So when I say het up, what I mean is you're always kind of on edge because you don't know when the next contract's coming in. What I have got is two things for you because I have done contracting and I know how it can feel. It's like the minute you've settled into a new role, it's time to move on.
Yeah.
And sort of part of you just wants to settle down. But one, you have to be really tough with recruitment consultants and recruitment agencies when they try and put you forward for another contract job. And you're like, no, I don't want to do that. I actually want a permanent job. But I must admit, sort of, I do believe that the more you do it, the better you
get.
Yeah. So what do
you
mean by that is, yeah, because yeah. I've been in a contract this time round, and I've got to be honest, this is the first time I've gone, oh, well, never mind. I'm not worried. And that took years to get to that place. Years. Whereas before, I used to be like, oh, I'm on a contract. Oh, are they going to keep me on? Am I going to stay there? Is it going to be okay? And that's where I'm saying the whole tension and anxiety is coming. And what my guides are pointing to is they do want you to sit down. They do want you to be in a job you love. And I don't necessarily feel you've quite got there.
No,
you're doing what
I
you
haven't.
Know. Yeah. They're saying to me, you're doing what you know and not what you love. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, but they are saying the job that you will do eventually is going to be totally different to what you ever dreamed of. So is there something in your background that you said, okay, I'm doing this to pay the bills right now, but this is what I'd love to do? Is it photography?
You know, I took a photography class in school and
yeah.
many years ago when I was in college. And I did enjoy it quite a bit. And I bought a photograph from a famous photographer, and I just love it. Love it, love, love, love it. And I waited 8 years to find something for my wall. And I was on vacation, and I spotted it in an art gallery, and I had to have it. So maybe possibly I would be getting into photography. I hadn't really thought about that, though, doing it.
Yeah. I mean, two words that are coming up, they're saying marketing and strategy. So it's about planning the job that you want. And this is the other thing that I'm getting is, like, you might not think it, but my guys have just told me you're drifting. Does that make sense?
trusting.
Yeah. So in other words, it's kind of like you're going with the flow, but you're not really having any control over your destination.
True. Yeah. I want to get a house, and I'm too afraid to do it because I never know it's feast or famine with me.
Yeah, and that's kind of some of the issue, and this is where my guides are, because as psychics, we say, yeah, go manifest it, yeah, go and, you know, sort of be relaxed about it all and all the rest of it, but the other side is it doesn't mean don't take action, and it doesn't mean have some control about where you're going. And what they're actually saying to me is you need to kind of sit down and really think about what you want. And I think once you've done that, you'll have a greater idea of where you want to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like, and then what they're saying to me is write down all the things you're good at and if you really asked your higher self right now, and in fact, I'm going to do that as we're talking. So I just want you to close your eyes a second and just connect into yourself. So just take a deep breath in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Right. And I just want you to just relax and prepare yourself. And just if I said to you, what do you really want? And just think of the first thing that's come onto the top of your head. No thoughts, no nothing.
Decorating people's homes, putting things together, creating an environment that's inviting.
So you just answered your own question. That's where the artisticness came from. That's where, you know, this is about. So again, ultimately, what your ultimate goal is to be setting up your own business, decorating people's houses.
Hmm.
How's that feel?
That feels wonderful. You know, I actually proposed, because me and my friend, she does consulting too, and she hates consulting too. And I proposed an idea to her around that, setting up people's homes, getting them to, you know, getting them designed and everything. And I was just wondering, I wasn't sure she was gung-ho on it. I would love to do something like that and try to get her to go in as a partner with me. Do you see that happening maybe?
I think that you can do it both ways. What I am picking up, and I always say this, you know, I am quite risk averse, so that's just me because, you know, I still have a full-time job. But in all fairness, you know, what you're trying to do is replace your existing income. So even if you set up slowly and just took on bits and pieces and then built yourself the reputation so you could step into it permanently, I actually feel you could do it yourself, but I also feel your friend would be truly in it. So I think you need to go away and have that conversation and be really serious about it. Put it on paper,
yeah. Set
it in stone, and set the wheels in motion. You'll be quite surprised.
I told her we should do a business plan and work it out.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think I'm more gung-ho on it than she is. She's gung-ho on doing something different type of business, and I want to do something more.
Okay,
artistic.
So therefore your goals aren't aligned, and you might feel that it might be for you doing it by yourself. And that's fine because you can, okay? So put your business plan down. Or you say, let's go into a partnership. You do that bit and I do this bit. As long as you're similar to what you want, it's not a problem. So I kind of feel you'll be fine. But anyway, on that note, that's what I'm going to say right now. So, Joni, do you have any more to add?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Good
so
luck
much.
To you.
Okay.
Thank
take
you.
Care. Bye-bye. Yeah. Right. Okay. So we're going on to our next caller. Just bear with me a second. 402. Hi. Who are we speaking to and where are you from? 402. Hello. Nope. Okay. Fair enough. We'll just move on to the next caller.
Yeah.
619. So, hi, 619. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Huh.
Okay. Another silent
Interesting.
person.
Interesting.
Right, I'll go into the next one. 044. Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear us now?
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
My name is Christy.
Yeah.
And I'm from California.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, welcome. Have you called in before? I don't think you have you?
No, I have not.
Okay. I so do not. You know how we work? Did you hear us at the beginning of the show?
I did, off and on, so I was at work, so I couldn't hear the whole thing, but the parts I could, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you know what to do. So how can we help?
Yeah, I was just stuck on making a decision, and I'm not sure with moving and with how it's going to happen or if it is, and if there's just anything insight on that. If it's a good idea, maybe, I'm not sure.
Okay. Right. Okay. Did you hear what I was saying to the other lady, Moira, early on?
Yeah.
So this is about making plans for the future. Okay. And it's being grounded with your decisions. So, okay. So at the moment, the way I'm feeling your energy is you're kind of like, oh, I kind of want to move, but I'm not sure if it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It's just a big situation, and I was going to move my grandma with me, and, you know, it's just, but then there's a lot of turmoil with that. I don't know.
There's lots of things to consider, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just writing it down on a piece of paper just to say, you know, what are the pros and cons? Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? I feel that it will declare your head. Does that make sense? Because I think at the moment, you're sort of like, I really want to move, but it's kind of impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that to me. And again, what we spoke about earlier on in the show about limiting beliefs, we're already putting a lid on it before we've even started the process, yeah? So I kind of believe you need to sit down and revisit it again. They're encouraging me to say to you, revisit it again. I do believe that it's perfectly possible for you to move. For what some reason the channel I'm getting is there's plants in the garden where you're going, so I don't know whether you have a garden already, but I feel that you need to be somewhere where you've got some outside space. Does that make sense?
That's what I was looking for,
because I don't feel where you are now there's outside space. Does that make sense?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's very important that they've said there's flowers in the garden. So that's spirit confirming to you. We want you to have somewhere else where you've got outside, yeah? And that's going to help you, because I also feel that there is with you, you need to be able to do that for yourself. You have a lot of, and they're saying to me, it's like you're carrying a really heavy weight on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all the problems of the world are on your shoulders because you're carrying it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying to me is they want you to take the backpack off, breathe a little bit, and just enjoy. Okay. I feel with that, whereas before you're kind of thinking, I'd love to move, but I'm not really sure. I'd love to move, but I don't think I can afford it. Ask the universe to assist. You know, I want to move, Mr. Universe. Can you help me, please? You know. It is amazing when you ask the things that turn up, okay? And you just have to be aware of what you've asked for and look for the opportunities as they come. Sometimes we can be quite closed-minded to how things should be. I feel with you, you've kind of shut a lot of opportunities down. And they're saying to me, look through the trees, not at them. I don't know whether you've heard of that saying, you can't see the wood through the trees. It feels... Yeah, you're kind of looking at the trees going, I can't get through. Whereas you need to see some light at the end of that tunnel, okay? So the other thing as well that they're saying to me is about a job. So I kind of feel it's whether you're changing job and then changing. They're saying to me at the change of the season, you'll have decided. Okay, so that I'm getting around September time, okay?
Oh, okay.
And on that note, I'm going to pass you across to Joni.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate what you said.
No problem.
Thank you.
You take care now. Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank
Caroline,
you.
I'm just going to add, it's like dovetailing. This is a process that involves playing, and that I see you getting in a childlike, fun mood. It's like the child who makes the cutout dolls and then opens them up, and it's that silhouette of the dolls that are all attached. This
uh-huh.
is where I don't know whether you have credited yourself for your ability to manifest. You
I'm not.
No, and you are a very creative creator, yet I don't think that you've utilized your skills. I think that mm-hmm. if you got in a real, like, did you ever do crafts when you were young?
Yeah.
Whether
I like
it's
it,
preschool
I just don't do it
or
like
kindergarten, elementary school, some summer rec program or at home, and you're like, oh, my God, you just couldn't wait to do it. I feel that you actually create a move by conjuring up play and creativity and fun, because from what Caroline had shared and what you shared first, it's more, it seems more like a four-letter word of work.
Mm-hmm.
And that this whole, where Caroline had added, you know, ask the universe for assistance. This is a law of attraction thing. This is creating your movie. This is like, well, lemonade out of lemons, possibly, if we've got some obstacles. Work with what you've got. Pros and cons list. But I see you're coming at a different angle. You have choice. You have power.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your perception of the entire concept. And that I heard you when you were sharing, and it sounded more like, well, I don't know, this, and then it was this, and this. Okay, those are the possible, obstacles or burdens. Well, okay,
mm-hmm.
but what do you want to see? What type
mm-hmm.
of, if you were to move, oh, there, garden, flowers. Okay, what other things? And then I see planful, so the way I got planful. Planful is the pros and cons list. It's taking time. And I see you're adding fun to it and belief and possibility and creativity. I always say to my friends and clients, make a good movie. You are looking at the shadow of things, then there will be shadow that's included in it, and it might be harder to get to your end. If you work with it, acknowledge it, work around it, take obstacles into consideration, and you don't push the river, you let it flow, I believe that you will, in time, not now, because that is your third-dimensional
mm-hmm.
question, not yet, in a few years, I see maybe 2 years, 19 months
mm-hmm.
to 2 years, something like that, I see it's done. I see you can do this with pacing yourself,
mm-hmm.
giving yourself rest and peace, and knowing that you have not been forsaken. Trust your gut, trust your guides, trust this is all, it's not about getting to the next place, it's what did you learn in between. This is a soul
exactly.
growth opportunity for you. You could make this happen, and it's how you make it happen. It's all in your control.
I think I just doubt myself too much, but yeah.
Then that's your work. Then that's your work. And Caroline and
mm-hmm.
I, you know, and your guides, my guides, her guides, all of our guides, we don't judge you with that. So it's
mm-hmm.
a great thing that you can say, I don't give myself enough credit. So if that's the case,
mm-hmm.
you do your work regarding that, and that frees you up. And then when you don't credit yourself enough, and if you doubt and fear, and you can work through this, and you can lighten it up, you pave the way
mm-hmm.
for opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's doable. That's a good answer, actually, between what she and I said. It is doable. You work on you.
It
moves. It can poof forward.
Mm-hmm. I just have to trust my gut and
absolutely.
Don't have to doubt myself.
Isn't that what the first caller Remember where we were doing the Siskel and Ebert, you know, the two, we were doing thumbs up, thumbs down, which was very rare. And the bottom line is, Caroline and I concluded, this is about trusting your gut. And it really always is. Even if we're not talking about it, we might have thin veils where we can do the psychic healer stuff. Everyone's hardwired the same way. Everyone has intuition. Everyone has a gut, and everyone has spirit guides.
Absolutely. And to be honest, I think the whole show has been centered around, you know, working on your inner self, your self-belief, your self-worth, and trusting your gut. You know, me and Joni are here to guide, but today we've been guided to tell everyone to trust their gut.
Which is kind of like calling up and people want an answer, like, no, you go with your thing.
Yeah. And that's just sometimes spirit having a little play, you know, saying, look, you know, these guys, the psychics, they can tell you what your future's going to be, but you know what? You need to trust yourself first. And we're only here to say yay or nay, you know. But I think, you know, it's it's back into self-belief. You know, I cannot stress how much our own self-belief and self-worth strangles us if we haven't got it.
That's right. You're right, because I have to learn to do that and believe that's important.
Yeah.
But they're just lightening it up for you. You just enjoy, you play, and even self-work doesn't have to be work. It could be looked at with, you know, and if you can laugh at yourself and go, yeah, I've been through that hell. Oh, yeah, I've been doing that forever. Or I never got over this. I guess I can look at it and maybe I can. That, just lighten it up and let yourself be human. And, you know, there's always another
day. It's funny because I always tell everybody to do the same thing and my kids and my daughter, but I can't do it for myself, and I'm not sure why.
We're not very good at ourselves, you know. I can assure you and tell you, and I'm sure Joni can too. You know, we can give advice. We're great at telling everyone else how fantastic and amazing they are, but when it comes to ourselves, sometimes we're like, oh, okay. And you actually get quite cross with yourself. I don't know whether you do this as well, Joni, but you're like, I should know better. I know better than this. But again, sometimes
when,
we have our own emotions.
What happens with me is a friend points it out to me. That's my thing inside. I just like choke, like, oh my gosh, like, so I think we all, like what Caroline says, we can dish it out, and then we are human too.
We are.
It's fine. It's wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. I think I need to
Thank you. Marvelous. Right. Okay. Thank you. Take care now. Okay. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Good luck. Right. We have 2 minutes left of the show. So, Joni, would you like to tell everyone?
How can folks find you, honey pie?
I was going to say the same to you. So, okay. I'll go first. So that sounds weird. I hate going. It's funny. I'm so used to not going first. I find it uncomfortable now.
Oh,
it's really weird, isn't it?
Honey pie.
But, you know, hey, but yes. One of those. Yes, so you can find my, and I have to say, my website is back up and fully functional and working. It's www.crystalheartpsychics.com, where you can find readers online 24/7 that will take your call. There isn't an American number to phone, so it's to phone for credit card readings only. Okay, and basically, or you can find me, Caroline Crystal Heart, on Facebook. I have the Crystal Heart Psychics fan page and also the UK-US Psychic Tag Team. So if you're really stuck, you can actually contact the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond Facebook page. And myself and Joni are both admins of that page, so can see the message. Joni, would you like to tell everyone where people can find you?
Sure. You could find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. And you could find me on YouTube, Joni Isinger, Facebook, Joni Isinger. I have a fan page, Joni's White Light Healing. We have a UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond Facebook fan page. Please like. You could find me on LinkedIn and Twitter and SoundCloud. That's how you could find me. And we're on this Tuesday, June 1st, from 3:30 to, is it to 5 Eastern Standard? And then it's,
well, I was going
to
say from 8.
10.
Yeah.
Are we doing hour and a half?
So I would say, can we say from 9 o'clock p.m. my time? That's 4 p.m. your time. Okay.
Yes.
That's all right,
yes,
with you. And we will do an hour and a half on Tuesday. Okay.
There we go. Beautiful. Thank you for doing this with me, for tag teaming. I love doing this with you.
Absolutely. And what I'm going to say is I'm going to play out the last song of the evening, which is I Can't Make You Love Me, sung by Joni herself. And Joni, if people want to hear your songs, where do they find you, just quickly?
If you wanted to hear songs where I've done covers or scratch demos of songs I've written and recorded, you could go to SoundCloud and you could type in, I think it's the @ and then Joni Isinger, but drop the J. So I think it's like @OniIsinger. And if you can't find it that way, just type in Joni Isinger and hope for the best.
Brilliant. Okay. Right. I'm gonna play you with the last song, I Can't Make You Love Me. Thank you for those who called in, and we will see you Tuesday. Okay.
Bye, y'all.
I'll do what's right.